Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Tainis with parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and then we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Tainis with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. If rain has still not fallen after this final series of fasts was held, the Beis Din is not going to decree any additional communal fast, but there will be various customs, various minhagim of avelos of mourning that are going to be observed in the following period of time. It says the Mishnah of Ru'elu v'lo nanu, if these last seven fasts passed and they were not answered with rain, mimatin b'masu matan, we refrain, we stop ourselves from becoming involved with major business dealings for goods that you're going to be that are going to be used for happy things. For example, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, you stop selling things that are going to be used for weddings and so on and so forth. Bebinyan uvenetia, you also stop building and planting also for purposes of simcha. Pe'erus and uvenesuin, we stop getting engaged and getting married. Uveshela shalom in adam lachaver, and we stop greeting one another. Kivnei adam hanazuf in lamakom, like people who have been completely rebuked and rejected by Hashem, who may not be greeted. But since Hashem has rejected all of our tefillos by not bringing rain, it is as if He Himself has placed us under some sort of a cherem, some sort of a ban. Now, this is the rule for the community as a whole, but there are going to even be a holy tzaddikim who are going to continue as before. As the Mishnah says, the holy, righteous people, like we learned about earlier, the outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, they're going to continue to fast privately until the end of Nisan, and rains during this time are not usually beneficial, so the community no longer fasts. However, these holy people continue to fast in the hope that with special siyat d'shmaya, help from Hashem, a very late rain can still fall and allow for a crop to be planted, to be grown, and to be harvested. Finishing off the Mishnah, Yatza Nisan V'yardu Gesham, if Nisan ended and rains fell after that period of time, then Simin Klala, that it is a sign of a curse from Hashem. Shnemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Shmuel Aleph, Halo Kitzir Chitim Hayom V'chule, that is today not the wheat harvest season, meaning I shall call to Hashem, and He will set forth thunder and rain. Then you will recognize and see that your wickedness is great, that you are wicked, that you've done terrible, terrible things. When the Jewish people improperly requested a king, the Navi Shmuel demonstrated Hashem's unhappiness with their request by calling for rain to come during the harvest season in the middle of spring. When the rain came, it was viewed as a curse and resulted in the people begging Shmuel to pray and daven on their behalf, which is exactly here as well. If it rains too late, we also don't want that to happen as well. Continuing now with Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Now, as we learned in Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav, if rain did not fall after two series of fasts, the Beis Din would decree a final series of seven fasts. The next few Mishnayos are going to outline the special order of tefillos that would be done over those seven fasts. Says the Mishnah, Seder Tanios Ketzed, what is the procedure, what is the order on the final seven fasts? Motzin es ha-teva l'rechova shal'ir, that we would bring the teva, the aron, from the shul out to the center of town, as the Partenura points out. We bring the aron out to the street as if to say that not by obeying the Torah we embarrass the aron, and it is now embarrassed in public. We then daven in the town square as if to say that since we davened in the shul and we're not answered, we're humbling ourselves and embarrassing ourselves in public as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, of the Nostan Efer Makle Al Gabe Atevo Verosha Nasi Verosha Bezdin, we place ashes on the Aron, on the head of the Nasi, who's the head of the Sanhedrin, and on the head of the Av Bezdin, the head of the court. The Cholachar Vecha Nosi Verosha, and everyone else is going to put ashes on his own head. Hazakin Shaben Omer Lifnan Divre Kivushin, the oldest one of them is going to say various intense, inspiring words to try and get people to do tshuva. And he's going to say, Achinu, our brothers, Lo namar ba'anshe ninveh vayar Elohim es sakom v'es ta'anisa. It does not say about the people of Ninveh who were saved from destruction by fasting and doing tshuva that Hashem saw their sackcloth and Hashem saw their fasting. Elo, rather, what does it say? Vayar Elohim es ma'aseyem ki shavu midarkam hara. It says in Yonah that Hashem saw their deeds and that they repented, they did tshuva from their evil ways. Don't think that it's all about these superficial things that we're doing. It's who you are, it's what you do, it's your life. It was the tshuva, it was doing tshuva that helped bring about them being saved. Uva Kabbalah Hu Omer, and we say in the Nevi'im, V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem, you should tear your hearts. Don't just tear your clothing. You have to refer to sincere, you have to do sincere tshuva. That's more important than outward signs of tshuva, such as tearing a person's clothing. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin taught us that if the last seven fast passed and they were not answered with rain, then we stopped doing a bunch of things, stopped doing business dealings for a good thing, stopped doing pleasurable building and planting, stopped getting engaged and getting married, stopped saying hello to people, and so on and so forth. At the same time, the holy yechidim of the community should continue to fast privately until the end of Nisan. At that point, we don't want rain anymore, but they should continue fasting privately. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us that if Nisan ended and rains fell after that time, it's a simen chol, it's a bad thing, so we don't want it to rain after Nisan. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, taught us the beginning of the procedure, what would happen during the seven fast days that we're going to continue trying to get the rain to happen. So we said that they'd bring the aron out from the shul to the town square. They would put ashes on the aron, on the head of the nasi, on the head of the beis din. Everyone else would also put ashes on their own individual heads. Then the oldest one of the leaders would get up and he would say words of inspiration. He would say, "My brothers, don't say that the people of Nineveh did tshuva and that Hashem saw don't say that the people of Nineveh were saved because Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Not true. The reason why they were saved was because they did tshuva. They came back from their evil, ways. And that's what the Torah tells us in Yoel, that you should tear your hearts. Don't just tear your clothing. It's about what we do externally, not just what we do. It's what we do internally, not just what we do externally. The goal is to do tshuva in a real way and not just do these outward external things to bring about the rain. Have a great day.